Welcome to Celebration Community Church's Sunday Sermon Series. Celebration is located in San Jose, California. We would love to have you join us on Sunday morning. Find out more at www.celebratejesus.net or call our office at 408-225-1000. Now, enjoy the message.
Proclaim that this morning together. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we might sing for joy and be glad all of our days. And may the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us, establish the work of our hands. Yes. Say it again. Yes. Establish the work of our hands. Our launching verses, as we've been looking at, the Lord said that this year, 2016, is the year of grace and mercy. How many people want God's mercy? How many people would really like to have God's grace? You know the difference? Mercy is God not giving us what we do deserve, and grace is God giving to us what we don't deserve. I just as soon as have the mercy, if I have to. But I want him, his grace, which is the favor of the Lord. And everybody said amen to that. Our launching pad is this, these verses, Exodus 33, 18 through 20, and Ephesians 1, 18 through 20. Started off with this a couple months ago. And Moses, and he said, Moses said, "Please show me your glory." Then the Lord said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you." How would you like to have all the goodness of the Lord pass before you? I mean, if you look for it, you'll see it. The goodness of the Lord surrounds us, it says. It camps round about us. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. My prayer, Paul says to us this morning, is that understanding will flood your heart, and that you will understand the hope that was given to you when God chose you. Then you will discover the glorious blessings that will be yours together with all God's people. I want you to know about the great and mighty power that God has for us followers. It's the same wonderful power he used when he raised Christ from death and let him sit at his right side in heaven. Say that verse down below. Say it together. Lord, show us your glory. Father, that's our purpose, our plan, because we know your plan is to reveal yourself to us. And every aspect of life, every understanding that we come, you've purposed to show yourself strong. Thank you, Lord, that even in the midst of the challenges that we face, even the things that we don't even see that are going on behind the scenes, Lord, you're there to guide and direct, to protect. Lord, thank you for that provision. Now we ask that you'd bless this time. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Bless those online that are listening, Father. We ask that you would come and make the word real, and we claim it together in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you, Lord. That's all you have time for. I wish we had more time. But Lord, I just agree with the prayers of all those that are praying right now. And you can pray on your way home because we've got a deadline here. Look up at me. How many people heard something that is interesting? How many people are encouraged? Amen. Stand with me as we close. Let's give the Lord a praise offering this morning. Thank you. And tell the devil, get out of here in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies.
Abandoned or left here to fight alone, I'm giving you
And then when we begin to counteract what the world does or what the enemy wants them to do, what happens is slowly but surely, like an onion, we peel away those imprisonments. And all of a sudden, you recognize, they recognize. Sometimes it takes a long time, doesn't it? Love overcomes everything. It overcomes a multitude of sins. Lord, how am I to love this person? And you know, another thing that I share to do, I say, if that's our major ministry, and you have that person or whatever, Lord, please show me them through your eyes. Show me what you think about them. Did they hurt you? Yes. Are they fill in the blank? Yes. But Lord, you have them across my path for a reason. And as I said, you may be the only Bible that they will ever read, or the only Jesus that they will see. And I'll tell you, it's another thing that's wonderful. You're the only one that loved me. You're the only one that cared for me. You're the one that they will go to, that they go to and say, what is your opinion now? You took the time to be Jesus. You can always show God's love. I expect to do exploits. One of my favorite verses, but the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. We're exploits doers, right? Exploits means, you know what? You know what exploit in the original language is? Beyond what was expected. An over of the results. It's like running a victory lap. And for us to be able to say, Lord, that you've given me that ability. And that's why I go back and say, it's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. How many know the word of God is practical? Not up here just throwing out Bible scriptures. And I told the Lord a long time ago, if you can't make this stuff work while I help report it, all we're doing is just throwing ideas around. That's why I make you say in a nice way, I'm not only a hearer, but what? I expect to do exploits. Things that are beyond our ability. Next, I will act on my anointing. 2 Corinthians 1, 21-22. That is, God makes us both stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. When we buy something and we have a guarantee, that makes us feel good about buying it, right? I've got a guarantee. Most of the time, it's a limited guarantee, isn't it? That means there's wiggle room in there. But the Lord says, I've given you my Holy Spirit to guarantee you that what I have said, what I have released through my word, shall come to pass. And that's an awesome place. And I will live like I'm invincible. I will live, and this is what we're closing. Everybody say amen, Pastor. Invincible. That means you cannot be defeated. That understanding of recognizing that Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's a good verse to learn, by the way. Matthew 17:21 says, if you have faith, nothing will be impossible for you. How many people believe that? Well, most of you. And the Lord was with him, and he was successful in everything that he did. There's responses that we have to the Lord that blesses him. And these opportunities that seem like they're challenges, situations that are seemingly beyond our control, people that are beyond our control, the Lord says, there is nothing impossible for those who believe in me. And when we recognize that that anointing that we live in, or to live in, is something that is a dynamic, it's a life-changing dynamic. And all of a sudden it's, good morning, Lord, and not good Lord morning. All of a sudden it's not, I can't wait till Friday. And we start saying, I can't wait till Monday. Get back to work. Oh, ye of little faith. But that's the way we're supposed to be. That God says, I've gone before you to prepare a way. But then he comes back in all of his power and says, but I need you. Because I'm going to bring people across your path that my son died for. And I'm wanting you to so walk. That's what happens. When you walk in this confidence that we've been talking about, you get your mind and your thoughts off of yourself. It's no longer poor me and a what if and all these kinds of things and nobody's seeing the trouble that I live in and whatever it might be. And we start saying, okay, God, you're going to take care of me. What can I do for you? And he wants to put that fire within us. He wants us to understand that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And we start living with an expectation of, Lord, show us your glory. The glory of the Lord is released into the situation when we give him permission to move. How many people are candidates for that? Now I want you to raise your hand, or I'm going to keep talking. This is to God. I am a candidate for that, Lord. And I make myself available to you. You're not only a hearer, but a doer of the word. Amen? Amen? Bow with me as we close. Father, thank you again for your loving kindness that's better than life. Thank you, Father. And I pray your anointing would come into the place of that we and those listening online hear and understand that God, you've got the angels. You've got the angels in heaven at our beck and call. That you desire for us to walk like joint heirs with Christ. And to show the world there is something about this Christianity. And the God that you rejected is not the God that I'm here to tell you about. And to be that salt and light. Lord, set a fire within me that I might be your instrument in their hands. To touch those that you've given me authority over in the spiritual realm. Now I want you to take a moment and just talk to the Lord. Say whatever you need to say to him. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to our Sunday sermon message. Pastor Babish is available for personal and family counseling. Please click the Counseling tab for more information. Again, we would like to invite you to attend our Sunday service or call our office if you have any questions. May the Lord richly bless you.